Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Malcolm Stewart, Foxborough. First up, I keep harping on this in my post-race stuff, but what'd you think of the track? No one really has a handle on what that was.
I can tell you, 2 years ago, I was I went from first to third, and I was probably thinking the same thing this year, 2 years later. What is going on with the track? No, you know what? The track was tough. It was I'm not going to lie. That was something that you really can't describe. It was one of those tracks where it was practically what we're standing on right now, asphalt, which is how slick it was, but then the jumps were like a little bit of Oakland, ruddy. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just, you know, mainly I'm hoping all the riders just got through it safely. I know Dirtworks did the best that they could to try to make, you know, what they happen. And, you know, honestly, it's one of those things where I'm actually glad. I'm not even sure how many laps we did, but if we just did a 20 lap.
You know, 22, I think, 23.
Yeah, I was actually somewhat okay with that, but I wish it was about like 15.
we've had debates about this time format in the truck here.
Yeah,
no. You're not a huge fan.
I am not a fan of the minutes. I'm not saying 20 minutes. Yeah. I don't really care. It could be 22 laps.
Yeah.
You know, you can up the dose of laps. I'm just not cool with that because everybody knows the same thing. It's been fumbling down for the last 2 years that the track can't do it. And I think that when you're doing 27 laps, it ain't right. You know, you should not get the halfway mark at 15 laps in the race.
As far as your race tonight, I watched you a little bit because I had you on my fantasy team. So thank you. You did pretty well. Steady race. Good start. Pike got you maybe halfway, but looked to me like you were able to hold the pace. You did all right.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was way better than I did last week. Last week I was sick.
Yep.
I don't know. I've been sick kind of all throughout year long, but you know, last week, and I think I just ran myself to the ground and kind of caught the sickness right at the last little bit.
I already know what happened last week. You're from Florida. Every single Florida guy I know hates that snow. They hate it.
I you know what? I don't think nobody knows, but I fell last week on the snow. I fell.
After, I don't think anybody knows that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. After the first main event, whatever you want to call it, and I fell going back to the truck.
Yeah,
I thought Ben broke his leg.
Pike fell and Peters fell.
Yeah. Oh, Peters blew his knee out. So I think if you were going to pick which teammate got the worst in the stick, we already know, 76 for sure.
Well, but I mean, for real, though, you guys hate the Florida people hate the snow, so I know that. But so you're sick.
Yeah, I was last weekend. Right. We got over it. You know, it's just a normal cold, but it is what it is. We're moving forward. Obviously, performance was a lot better. I felt a lot more better on energy wise, and I ended up getting myself a seventh on a salvage seventh on a track like that. Yeah, Weston did get me. You know, he was faster than me. I ain't gonna lie, he was taking way more chances than I did. You know, after I got a little groove and I saw the lines he was taking, I'm like, well, I don't know why I didn't take those, you know, before.
Right.
So 12 minutes before that, but
dummy.
Easier said than done. But other than that, we're gonna keep moving forward. We got two more to go, and then I don't know. We'll see what we do for outdoors.
Outdoors. We're going outdoors.
We're hoping. That'll be the ultimate goal. Hey, we did talk about this. You said you want Mookie to do outdoors.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I do.
So there's openings now.
I know. I'm blown away by this. Let's see you do outdoors. That's good.
You will. There's a good chance that you will see a 27 out there. I don't know what team, but you'll see 27 out there.
I'd like to see Phil and you together outdoors as a team.
I think that would be pretty good, huh? Yeah.
No. Your positive attitude maybe help bring Phil up.
As long as you don't talk about Lyme disease, we're good.
Right. Thanks, man.